Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
McMonagle here with you for a five-hour midnight ride on this Friday morning as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs taking over. Big Zoo still hanging out. And it's me and you for the next 5 hours through this Friday morning leading into the weekend after some ugly, ugly baseball, and we'll start with the Mets. And make no mistake, the ugly continued even with the Yankees, and we'll get to their victory, snapping their six-game losing streak. But let's talk about the New York Mets and their six-game losing streak and where they are now as they head in off this six-game losing streak into Philadelphia with Zach Wheeler waiting, now tied for first place. A week ago today, the New York Mets were 5.5 up in the division. It is now tied after getting swept by the Atlanta Braves in the building that has been a house of horrors for them against the Brave team that was, 13 games out heading into the series, a Brave team that was struggling, a Brave team that needed this desperately, a Brave team that was had to reassure their fans or anybody else who was asking that they're not trading Chris Sale. That's where the Braves were heading into this three-game set. And for the New York Mets, you know, I want to start with what we talked about yesterday. I mentioned that me and Fleegs were having a conversation, and we talked about it. And then, oddly enough, Marco just played it in the open with his cuts, where a lot of talk is going to be made about this Met rotation. Even the manager, when asked after the game, in the postgame, you know, six-game losing streak, you're struggling all over the place. And they are. They're struggling in every department. That's what's so unbelievable, and we'll get to the Yankees. But of both of these teams, through these combined stretches of now just absolute ineptitude of 1-13 between the two teams, one win since last Thursday, it's been ugly on every front. They haven't pitched. They haven't hit. They haven't played defense. They've been terrible on the base paths. The mistakes from the catchers in back-to-back games. It doesn't matter which catcher they play. Terrible, horrible mistakes. Everything you could possibly do to blow a five-game division lead in a week, the New York Mets have done. But I'm sorry. I know we're going to have a lot of talk about the rotation. And the problem with the Mets is that it feels like they're built on this pitching lab and the rotation. It feels like that. It feels like what has made them special, what has gotten them out to the five and a half game lead prior to blowing it here over the last week, what has brought them to be the best record in the National League prior to this week, was that they are them and their pitching lab were pulling rabbits out of their hats and having an incredible rotation, really out of thin air. Now, we know Kodai Senga can pitch, and obviously his injury has been a part of this. And we know that David Peterson has had stretches throughout his career, but he found himself last year, and he's continued to be great. But you're, you know, turning Clay Holmes from a failed Yankee closer into this excellent starting pitcher. Griffin Canning, you know, to me, the number one exhibit A of what they've been able to do. And really, over the last 2 years, the Mets have been known for winning. They've been known for OMG and Grimace and all that stuff from last year, too. Great vibes. Lindor's MVP chase last year. Signing Juan Soto, becoming a different team and under new leadership and new ownership. But mainly, they have been built by this pitching lab. And despite that, and despite what we've seen of it faltering here and starting to see its first cracks, the reality is, the reality of how this team is built is that it should be the offense that's carrying this team. What they're doing with the pitching staff is great. What they're able to do, what Stearns and this pitching lab have been able to do, is remarkable. Don't get me wrong. And still, at this point, I'm not telling you that it's doomed for failure, that it's we've seen the end of the pitching lab, and here it comes. It's been a bad week. It's been a bad week. But this pitching lab, as the manager just said, has carried this team. And we were saying it during their win, at least I was, we were saying it during this entire season, like, this pitching lab and this rotation is carrying the Mets. Because if you look at their offense, while some of the numbers are good, and clearly they have guys having great years, like, you know, Alonso having arguably the best year of his career, though he did nothing in this series, they've been carried by their rotation, and the offense has been bad, particularly with runners in scoring position and just scoring runs. They have not done nearly enough. And now that the pitching lab is cracked, we might focus on it. Even the manager tells you, well, you know, we've got some injuries, and clearly, you know, last night, the high pitch count for Clay Holmes, even though he wasn't terrible, he makes that, you know, he gets that final out instead of walking Bradley. You know, he's got a five-inning, one-run game on his hands. Instead, he walks in. Brazoben, who's been great for them all year, starting to falter here. He has a bad game, and suddenly it looks like another terrible start after what we see Griffin Canning come back to earth, and McGill was bad before the injury. And it's easy to look at the rotation and say, well, that's the difference. The fact is, it might be the difference necessarily, but it's not why they're losing. The main reason they're losing is because this offense isn't good enough right now. They've scored, you know, they scored like one run in their last 23 innings against the Braves. And I know we've been having that conversation around the Yankees, and rightfully so. They didn't score a run for 30 innings, but the Mets went into Atlanta, and I know, you know, they faced good pitching. And I know they jumped out to a 4-run lead in game number one of this series. But despite Peterson walking the leadoff man, and we saw that to be a problem in last night, as obviously multiple innings were started by leadoff walks. But despite the fact that, you know, some of the issues that have hampered this team over this string is that the starting pitching hasn't done a good enough job. Maybe the bullpen hasn't done a good enough job. The offense has done nothing. They're completely shut down on Father's Day by the Tampa Bay Rays. They score four runs and then do nothing else to start this series. They have Chris Sale with a couple of opportunities early in that game and then completely get overmatched. And then again, Spencer Strider, who's not been good this year, who's made six starts since coming back from Tommy John surgery, is 1-5 with a 5 ERA, has not been all that good. Pitched well his last outing against Colorado, but who doesn't? They had multiple opportunities in the first couple innings of this game and then go quietly and meekly the rest of this game. And that's where this is the problem for the New York Mets. This offense has been doing it all year. So yes, there are cracks in the foundation of this pitching lab. And yes, this rotation that has been the best in baseball, doing it with smoke and mirrors, and we're all baffled by how incredible a job they've done, they've also been covering for an offense that hasn't done enough. And that's the main problem. I disagree with the manager. To me, it's not about this rotation. We're going to focus on it because it's been so good. And now, listen, they've got injuries. So Blade Tidwell is going tomorrow against against Zach Wheeler. You've got a 6-game losing streak going into Philadelphia, a surging Phillies team that has made up 5.5 games in a week, throwing their ace on the mound with an opportunity to get back into first place by themselves off of the last time you saw them getting swept. I'm sure they're pissed off and licking their chops at a wounded, struggling Met team coming into Philadelphia, throwing Blade Tidwell for the first game of this series. But at some point, as you watch these games, like, they've played sloppy baseball. They've played ugly on the base paths, defensively, everything you can want. The bullpen, clearly, Brazoban was not good last night. They're unable to hold the lead after a leadoff walk in the eighth from Peterson in the first game of this series. They blow a game against the Tampa Bay Rays to start this whole 6-game losing streak. But it's the offense that continually comes up small.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They have done nothing. They scored one run in this game. It's on a single from Mauricio, who's looked overmatched at times. Like, it's a lot is happening all at once. And we're going to focus on the rotation. And it's because what it's done is carried and kind of masked the issues of this team, which by no means, look, the offense I still believe can be better. The bottom of it right now has kind of not been as good. You're waiting for you know, guys to come back, I still think that you could get, you know, excellent offense from this team. I don't think it's, I believe they're better than what they've done. But the fact of the matter is they've built this record without scoring enough runs, without being good with runners in scoring position. And you've got, you know, Beatty's injury, Mauricio being a little overmatched. Taylor, McNeil, these guys haven't been quite as good. You know, McNeil's been pretty good, but he's coming back to earth. Soto really hasn't exploded. He got hot there for a stretch, hits the home run to start this series, but pretty much nothing after that. Alonso, after the initial incredibly hot start, has had his moments of up and down. In this series, he was chasing a lot of sliders, and they started to really chase in this game as well. But this Met team, it's not as dramatic or as pronounced as what we saw in the Bronx this week. But they're not scoring runs. They're not doing enough. And the minute this lab cracks, you see the real problem of this team. The offense isn't good enough. It needs to be better. It's capable of better. We'll see, you know, Vientos is coming back. You'd love to see him get on a tear here, but, I mean, that's really the issue with this team. And we go through last night, they had multiple opportunities early in this game to get to a Spencer Strider who struggled all year. And they're unable to do it, and then he finds a groove, and they start chasing. And Clay Holmes, who's been great, and look, there's no doubt about it, Griffin Canning has not been as good as last three or four starts. Clay Holmes has been, you know, pretty good. He walks too many guys tonight. Pitch count goes too high, has an opportunity against a rookie who's having a nice season to get out of a jam and is unable to throw strikes and walks, and we saw the leadoff walks, which kill you, especially from Allen. I mean, that guy, he starts it all off with the leadoff walk in the eighth of the opening game of this series. That's kind of the tone setter for this entire series. And he was very difficult to get out. The Braves played as if they needed the games more, and clearly they do. And it's ugly to lose these six games. It's ugly to lose three to the Rays. It's ugly to come in to the Atlanta Braves, a team that has owned you for forever. You're better than them. You've played better than them. You're way in the head in the division than them. You'd like to make a statement. And you come in and really get your ass kicked. And now you got to turn right back around and go to the real division rival who's caught up on you within a week and made up 5.5 games. They're surging. Throwing their best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, at you tonight. And you're, unfortunately, have to throw in Blade Tidwell. So look, there's no doubt that it was never going to be this good for that long with the rotation. Like, we just, it's been amazing. And it's really the first time we're seeing it. Like, if you think about it, since they started playing the excellent baseball they started playing this time last year, it has now been a calendar year since the last time we have really seen this rotation falter. And they're still waiting for guys to come back. You know, we'll see how many more starts Manaea needs before he's back. I think they're doing the right thing with Montas. What are you going to do with him? You got to throw him into the rotation. We'll see. He's been terrible in his rehab assignment, but they need him right now. They don't really have a better option. He's someone they went and gave $17 million a year to. You got to throw him into the rotation and see what happens. But this is the first time in a calendar year that we have really started to see the cracks in this rotation. And if you look at it, like, this is why I was critical of it at the start of the year. A lot of people were critical of it at the start of the year. There's not a lot of guarantees. There just aren't. Especially when Manaea goes down, you've got Senga, and then even Peterson, now I'll give him that he's been a guarantee, but heading into the year, I didn't necessarily feel that way. You're relying on Blackburn, who was bad in this series. You're relying on a reliever in Clay Holmes, who's been good. I'm not going to kill him over last night. Not a great start. You know, can't get out of the fifth inning, walked too many hitters, couldn't get out of the jam, even after he struck out Ozuna looking with a great sinker down, unable to get out of that jam. Brazoban, who's been one of the best relievers they've had all year long, is starting to falter a little bit. And he has a terrible game, gives up the walk as soon as he comes in, and then the next inning allows the big double from Olsen after another leadoff walk in the sixth. But this is the first time that we've seen this rotation really start to falter. And when it does, suddenly the pitching lab has put up a facade over these guys, right? It's not just Griffin Canning. It's not Griffin Canning of the Angels that we've seen struggle throughout the years. It's not Clay Holmes, the reliever that Yankee fans didn't want anywhere near a big situation. It's not, you know, Paul Blackburn, who nobody heard of up until the trade deadline last year. It's all of them encapsulated inside the warm, cozy shelter of the Mets pitching lab. And for a year, for an entire season, calendar-wise, it has been able to lift this Met team to a higher level than the offense and the rest of the team should be. It's been incredible. And I'm not saying it's done. I'm not saying that they're going to all suck now and here comes the demise of the New York Mets. It's a six-game stretch. They won six in a row right before it. It's concerning. The offense needs to be better. They are heading into a big Philly series. They've blown a division lead. And there are holes in this team. They are not perfect. But what you're clearly seeing is the aura around a pitching staff built with, you know, paper mache and duct tape, with guys who haven't been good in their previous spots or their previous seasons or whatever, have somehow come together and formed the best rotation in baseball for a full calendar year. And it's been this, like, protective outer casing around this Met team that has led them to the NLCS last year, to the best record in the National League this year, to a 5.5-game division title. And for the first time, it's starting to crack. And it kind of feels like, much like, you know, a little bit like Judge with the New York Yankees, they are so reliant on this starting rotation that once it falters, they can't do enough with the rest of their team. Everything falters. When Aaron Judge doesn't hit, the entire team can't hit. When the pitching lab falters, it feels like out comes the worst play of the season. Out comes sloppy mistakes from both catchers. Out comes bad base running from a team that hasn't shown bad base running all year. Out comes an offense who continues to not be able to get it done. It's not so much that the pitching lab sucks. It's not so much that this rotation is now doomed. What you're seeing is even if it falters a little bit, it's impacting the rest of the team because they've been in many ways propped up by it. It's been an incredible job. Stearns has done yeoman's work. It's been a remarkable year for an executive putting together a pitching staff that really nobody believed in heading into either season. He's been on fire. But eventually it wasn't going to hold like this. And even if we knew it, even if we said to ourselves in our own reality, like, hey, eventually the pitching won't be this good. There's no way they're going to be this good. There's no way they can be this good. When it actually starts to happen, it's clearly impacted the Mets. And it's brought out the worst in them. It's either brought out the worst in them in making mistakes and playing sloppy baseball, or it's opened our eyes to the realities of an offense that, while a bunch of good hitters in it and some decent underlying numbers, they have not hit with runners in scoring position, and they have not done enough in scoring runs. So, like, the pitching lab is the shield, and the shield's got its first cracks in it. But I'm not sure I'm ready to call it the problem of this losing streak. It's opened our eyes to some of the issues this team has and has had while the pitching lab was holding it up. And this offense has got to, we talk about how Judge is the only good hitter on the Yankees whenever it comes up. You've got Lindor, you've got Alonso, you've got Juan Soto. I mean, is it Freeman, Betts, and Otani? No, but it's pretty damn good. And they've got to figure out a way to score more runs, be more dominant with their offense, and they're going to have to go into Philly right now and say to themselves, look, we're going to have to find, who knows what Tidwell's going to give it. We're going to have to figure out a way to score some runs off Zach Wheeler. We're going to have to do what we've done against the Phillies in the last handful of years and play really good baseball against them. and score some runs and find a way to get to this pitching staff of the Phils and not be so reliant on getting excellent starts every fifth day from guys like Griffin Canning. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Yankees as obviously they end the six-game losing streak of their own. Still comes with another baffling base running decision and mistake that this one's arguably the worst yet, but they do hit enough, some home runs. They find a way to get the final game of a four-game set against the Anaheim Angels. And here's something no one said yet. They have now won the season series against the Angels in case of any playoff ramifications. They're still playing crappy baseball. I'm not overly happy with my New York Yankees. And they've blown. Thankfully, Tampa Bay lost last night. The Yankees are now 2.5, 3 games in the loss column ahead of Tampa for their lead in the division. The Mets have completely blown theirs. What a miserable week of baseball, and hopefully it turns around this weekend. 888-808-1019. We got Fanatics Fest tomorrow. We got in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Those pesky Indiana Pacers absolutely roll over the Oklahoma City Thunder. As we force a Game 7, the best two words in sports, Sunday night. And we start with your calls on the Mets, on the Yankees, on the miserable baseball we have seen for a full week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 12:30. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Starting with your New York Mets. I know you haven't had a chance. The Paul DiTino and John Schmelk did the Giant show. They did a good job with it. So if you've been sitting on it, now's your chance. 888-808-1019. An ugly series loss, 6 in a row, and now they got to go right back into the beast of the belly. The belly of the beast, I believe, is probably the proper term there. Into Philadelphia, taking on the Atlanta Philadelphia Phillies and Zach Wheeler. And it's just, to me, the pitching is, I can tell the pitching is going to be the talking point. And the manager, even when asked what is the biggest issue with the team, the manager said the starting pitching. And look, if you look at it, it hasn't been all that good. It wasn't very good last night. Clay Holmes wasn't all that good. Walked too many guys, too many leadoff hitters. But I don't know if it's their biggest issue. We were talking about this last night. Me and Fleegs were talking about it last night. I did a segment on the show about it yesterday. That it's the offense that's really been the issue for this Met team. And the pitching staff feels like it's just been protecting everybody in this bubble, and it's all we talk about. And I've even joked about it. How many times have I said it? If you've heard the show, you listen to the show. Every time we bring up the Mets, every time I talk about the Mets, which is a lot, by the way. Every time I talk about the Mets, I have to say, it's hard not to talk about how incredible this pitching lab is every time you talk about the Mets. I have trouble talking about anything else. I have trouble talking about anything else whenever we talk about the Mets, because it's just like another great start from Griffin Canning. Another, you know, it's remarkable. And now that it's starting to just not even, I mean, it's not like they've been like awful in these games. It's not like they've gotten absolutely pounded. There's been a couple. You know, McGill was bad, but then you found out he was dealing with an elbow injury. I mean, Griffin Canning hasn't been good. Paul Blackburn, one good start, one bad start, a couple of bad relief appearances as well. David Peterson's been incredible pitching into the eighth inning the other night, and just you can't walk the eight man. You can't walk Allen, who really hurt the Mets in this series. Played excellent defense, and the Braves played well. You got to give it to the Braves. The Braves played well in this series. They came through with the big hits. They made the big defensive plays. The Mets helped them out. I mean, if Alvarez makes a good play, they run out of an inning there. They're gifted runs the next night by catcher's balk, which I don't think I've ever seen. Even if I saw it, I didn't know it was called a catcher's balk. Torrens, who everyone's screaming to play him the next night, he's worse than Alvarez with the mistakes. Wild pitches that should be passed balls, touching the ball with your helmet. I mean, those are terrible mistakes. Pete Alonso getting picked up, you know, doubled off first base on a line drive, out trying to stretch a single into a double. Obviously, the very controversial play around Juan Soto. Just, they made mistakes. The Braves didn't. The Braves had a couple of, you know, had one real dominant starting pitching. The Mets kind of did until they blew it. I mean, that's really where this series takes the turn. This series turns on a dime when he walks Allen. That's really, that's the line of demarcation. They're up 4-1. David Peterson is cruising. The Mets haven't done anything offensively for a bunch of innings, but they jump out early. They've got a 3-run lead in the eighth, and he walks Allen to lead off the eighth, and the entire series changed. From that moment on, everything went the Braves' way. They made all the plays. Even in this game, I thought there was no way they were going to send Olsen on a base hit that he hung back on to make sure it wasn't caught on a line drive from Lindor. They sent him, and I thought they were going to throw him out. And it's just the Braves are just a step faster, a step better in every scenario over this three-game set. It's just a fact. The Braves outplayed them for 3 days from that point on. And, you know, this isn't, you know, it's tough. It's tough to lose to this team. It sucks. I believe me, as a Yankee fan, we just saw it with the Red Sox. I don't care, the Red Sox. Now they're only 5 games back. They're playing well. I still think they've, you know, ended their season by trading away such a great player in Devers. But, you know, the Atlanta Braves, for all that is said and done, they're what, now 5 games under 500? If they get to 500 before the All-Star break, anything can happen in the second half. We just saw them play. They're not that much worse than the New York Mets. That didn't look like a playoff team kicking the crap out of Mets the last 3 days. And I'm not sure if I said weekend. I apologize if I said weekend. Today felt like a weekend because the kids were home. And I didn't get any sleep, and I had to take them to the pool. So it kind of felt like a weekend today. It felt like a Sunday today with the boys all day long. But, I mean, this is a place you were looking to exercise the demons, right? It ended last year. They showed the highlights on today's broadcast of the Lindor home run and coming back in that game and winning that first game with a doubleheader. And the Braves start their season 0-7, and no team's ever made the playoffs starting 0-7. And they're 10 games, 13 games out heading into this thing, and they're 8 games under 500. And you're going to come in and, you know, you're going to be pissed off a 3-game series loss to the Tampa Bay Rays, and you're going to exact revenge and go into Atlanta and kick the crap out of a down Atlanta team and put them further down. And instead, it was on the trajectory to that happening, and then the 8th inning of game 1, and then from that moment on, the Mets got their ass kicked. And now we're going to see what this team is made of. This is a huge game, and unfortunately, they have no choice, but they're throwing Blade Tidwell against Zach Wheeler. And you know what? We'll get to this in a little bit. It might not be the worst thing for this team. That's the kind of game, if you win, if you find a way to win that pitching matchup over 6 games in a row, and then you win the first 4 games of this series, season series against Philly, that could be something that can spark you, because right now they're looking for a spark. And what has been their protective shield, the starting rotation, is starting to show cracks, and the Mets didn't respond and pick up their starting pitching when they needed it. And the offense is still not doing enough. The defense wasn't good enough. The base running mistakes weren't good enough. And this team just played lousy baseball from the 8th inning of game 1 on. And really haven't played well now for 6 games off of sweeping Colorado and sweeping Washington. And I think Washington just snapped their 11-game losing streak. The New York Mets need to find a way to score some runs and be better on offense, because this might not be the end of the cracks in the pitching lab. Let's get to the calls, though. Mike in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, C-Mac. How are you, brother?
Good, buddy. How are
you?
A little
bit. How's everything going?
Good.
Same old. By the way, so you were home today. Did you guys get the hard tacos or soft tacos? You went to the taco place? I love that story when you told that story with the hard tacos.
Oh, yeah. No, we didn't go get tacos. No, but yeah, my son can't make up his mind with hard tacos or soft tacos. We didn't do that. No, I woke up. I got a little bit of sleep. My wife's a teacher, so she was off too with the holiday yesterday.
Nice.
So I woke up at like maybe 1 o'clock, 12:45, and they had already had lunch, and then we went down to the pool for a little bit.
Awesome. Listen, so just give me a couple minutes. So first of all, I have to send you a direct Twitter or whatever, because I owe you a pizza.
You owe us pizza.
So we're gonna.
I wouldn't say you owe. For some reason, you want to buy us a pizza, and we appreciate it. So.
Well, I'm gonna owe you. I'm gonna owe you because you know Judge is winning MVP, and no way with winning over him. So just I'm gonna send you a direct message. So we'll come up with that.
All right, thank you very much, Mike.
Perfect. So just give me like 2 minutes. So first of all, I totally agree with you 100%. Number one, the hitting with this team. Everybody said at the beginning of the season, oh, the Mets are going to score 8 runs. It's okay if the pitching line comes in and they give up a couple runs because they're going to score 8 runs because they're so fantastic. We were no better than last year other than one position. We got worse at center field.
Yeah,
and other
he's having a worse year. And not that he's terrible for who he is, but he's a fourth outfielder. And last year he played above that for a lot of the season in Taylor. And, Vientos, third base has not been nearly as good. Vientos, at least, you know, once Vientos came up and took hold of that position, he was incredible last year.
And
Alvarez is a disaster.
Yep. Exactly. And what do you call it? Everybody else is pretty much status quo.
Yeah.
Vientos is worse. Vientos is hurt. So, okay. So that's number one. But number two is we have these guys. The problem is I believe in the pitching lineup and I believe in what they're doing. The problem is that these guys pitch 3, 4, 5 innings. So eventually guys like the Brazabans, mm-hmm. the Garretts, all these guys, they're going to start giving up runs. It's inevitable. If the more you put all the pressure on the relief pitchers, this is what's going to happen. And this is what's exactly happening right now. So I don't understand what people think. Like, you can have these pitchers pitch three or four innings, like Senga. Senga, yeah, he's not an ace. To me, yes, he gets hurt every year. He's not dependable. Like, Cole, for the most part, for me, because I know you always talk about Cole, because I know you're a Yankee fan, yeah. That he's an ace to me. Yeah, he got hurt this year, but for the most part, he's going to pitch every game.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree. The one thing about it, I think that's fair. The biggest issue with as good as the rotation has been, it hasn't gone deep into games. And that's been a discussion. They've talked about that. You know, Clay Holmes has already seen, and this is part of it too, Clay Holmes has already pitched more innings than he ever has in his career. Like, what are you going to get from Clay Holmes in the second half? Like, I don't know.
And, exactly.
And you're right. The bullpen has been overly taxed because of it. But
look at him every year that he was on the Yankees and he made the All-Star team, right? And even in the second half, just as a closer, he was garbage in the second half.
He has been a traditional, with the Yankees at least. I can't speak to his time in Pittsburgh. And thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call. And, let us know about the pizza. And I had to buy a new backpack today because my zipper broke on my backpack. And I didn't do nearly enough research, Mike. I'm very uncomfortable by it, but I need to have a new backpack for my stuff before our Fanatics, so I had to order it real quick. I didn't have a lot of time to think about it. I love doing research on the most the $18 buy of a backpack. I don't know why. I'll go great best travel backpacks, and I'll list all the lists and everything. And then you know the best one is like $245. I'm like, yeah, I'm spending $245 on a backpack. Are you kidding me? Where's the best deal part of this list? But, yeah, I mean, the rotation, the issues have been a little bit of the innings. And to the Clay Holmes part, that's why I'm blanking here. We're talking about Clay Holmes. Even with the Yankees, Clay Holmes, in his best years, it was always typically in the first half. 22 is the big, 22, he was bar none. You can't even argue it. In 2022, he was the best reliever in baseball for the first half of the season. The best. He was incredibly good. Incredibly good. And then in 24 last year, he was an all-star as well. He has typically been a better first-half pitcher than a second-half pitcher for the Yankees. Now, that's as a reliever. It's a whole new ballgame. They were talking about how he's able to get five pitches. As a reliever, he's throwing two. He's throwing the slider and the sinker. That's it. Now he's incorporated the changeup. He's throwing the cutter a little bit. He's changed his repertoire a little bit. But just as far as innings, like, this guy's never pitched this much. It's part of the transition. You're going to have to see what you get at the second half. Kodai Senga, you're right. I mean, missed all of last year pretty much. This year already, a hamstring injury that it's going to be at least a month. You've got McGill out there, and they talked about their depth. Well, this is it. You've already had, think of the injuries they've already had. Manaea was supposed to be, I mean, he got re-injured. It's been much longer than they had hoped. And it hasn't killed them. They've been pitching so well, you haven't missed them. Now, you need him back, and hopefully he's around the corner. But there's no doubt, the one issue is injuries with this rotation, and that's part of the reason they do this, right? Part of the reason the pitching lab exists, part of the reason David Stearns feels so strongly about some of his thought process towards starting pitching is because starting pitchers get hurt. It's just the nature of the beast, unfortunately. It's the nature of the business. These guys get hurt constantly. Constantly. And right now, the Mets are dealing with injuries. And yeah, they don't have a ton of guys other than Peterson, who has now gone a complete game shutout and then into the eighth inning. Other than Peterson, they don't have a lot of guys that go deep into games. And when Clay is a little bit off, like he was yesterday, although he's difficult to hit, if that sinker and you know isn't going exactly where he wants it, he can walk guys. And yesterday he walked too many guys. His pitch count was up to 100 plus. He threw the most pitches he has all year with 104. It was 104, 105. I know he was at 102 was the record, and then he went over it by a couple pitches. But in 4 2/3 innings, he threw over 100 pitches. And that's why they brought up the kid who pitched tonight and ate up the last 2.5 innings, because they were thinking he might be the bulk guy in this start. That went out the window, and now they have to bring up, because they had to use him in this game to kind of save the bullpen heading into the Philadelphia series. So now they have to bring up Tidwell to make a start in his last start in the minor leagues was terrible. And he didn't really show you anything in his one start at the major league level. But that is part of the pitching lab's issue, is they don't go deep into games. And this bullpen has been heavily relied upon. Now, thankfully, it's been pretty good. Now, Brazoban has not, you know, has had a really great season. It's starting to show some rishers. Buteau was a guy last year who was a real weapon. This year has not been as good. Obviously, Reed Garrett has been a magician. He was unable to get out of the jam the other night, but for the most part continues to, either by fault of his own or by fault of the relievers or starters before him, he continues to get out of jams. He's been great. And Diaz looks as good as he has since 2022. And Mike, you know, he's pretty much that same pitcher right now. He's been that good and that dominant. So the bullpen, while being heavily relied upon, has been pretty good. The pitching in general has been really good with the Mets. And I think it's similar to the Judge thing. I think it's similar to the Judge thing with the Yankees, where it's, they rely so much on Judge that when he has a week where he doesn't hit, all the cracks show up, and you press. At least that's the Yankees. I don't know if the Mets are pressing, but I think a lot of the Yankees' mistakes are pressing and trying to do more to try and cover for Judge not hitting. I think that's where a lot of the mistakes come from. I think Volpe wants to steal third base because they lost 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox. He wants to make sure he tries to score. Yeah, base running again yesterday, Wells with a ridiculous, on a full count, 2 outs. You know you're going off. You wait till the pitch is thrown. You got an enormous lead. Then they're hardly even holding you on. Like, you can't break for second base before the pitcher comes home. It's ridiculous. But he's hoping that he's get a good enough jump where he can score on a ball in the gap. It's the mistakes come out when you're trying to overcompensate for your failures or the failures of what's carried you. And it feels like that with the Yankees. Judge is slumping. Therefore, everyone's trying to do too much. Everyone's trying to take his place. Everyone's trying to step in and be the conqueror of the offense. Everyone's trying to do more than they should on the base paths because they got to score. And with the Mets right now, while the pitching has faltered, they had their real first losing streak of the season. They hadn't lost 4 in a row before. Now it's 6. And you see sloppy baseball. You see bad mistakes. And you see an offense that cannot overcome trying to compensate for a rotation that has been a force for them that is now struggling. But, again, it's 6 games. I'm not overly concerned with the Mets. I'm not overly concerned with the Yankees. It's a bad stretch. I don't think this is the end. It sucks to have a 5-game lead a week ago and watch it be squandered. But let's be totally honest, Met fans. Be honest with yourself. They got a 5-game lead within a week. It's the same thing. Like, nobody ever, and people call this like whataboutism and stuff. I get accused of that when I bring up other teams. Like, this is their competition. To talk about the Mets season and then bring up what the Phillies do, that's not excuse making. It's just reality. Philadelphia lost 9 of 11. The Mets were hot. Philadelphia lost 9-11. And they turned a one game. They were behind Philly by a game and then were up 5 within a week. And now they've given it back, which sucks. But it's baseball. It's baseball. That's what happens. You have bad stretches. And both for the Yankees and the Mets, unfortunately, part of their struggles have come with the team chasing them getting hot. The Mets couldn't win a game against Tampa while the Yankees were losing. Couldn't do us a favor and take one. Just one. But, you know, Tampa was hot. Tampa was beating everybody. Tampa had the best record in baseball for, you know, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, while the Yankees were floundering. Same thing. Philadelphia struggled. They lost 9 of 11. The Mets were on fire, beating up Colorado and beating up these different teams to take a 5-game lead. Now Philly's on fire, taking care of the Blue Jays, taking care of Miami, and the Mets are struggling. So 5 games were made up real quickly. That's why we can't get, it's June. But the problem for the Mets is, and we'll get to the problems with the Yankees as we go ahead at 888-808-1019, and God knows there's plenty, and the answer isn't just Aaron Boone, you dopes. The problem with the Mets right now is they have injuries to the staff. It's bound to come back, even if it's not, even if they still find themselves, even if Griffin Canning still has a really good year, even if, like, it's not going to be as good as it's been. They're going to regress slightly. It's almost impossible. And it's been, the Mets openly talk about it. It's no surprise. It's not a failing of this pitching lab. It's part of the process. It's part of reality. You're going to go through it. Griffin Canning wasn't going to pitch to a 2-3 ERA all year long. Even if he ends up there, which I doubt he does, even if he ends up somewhere around there, 2-5, whatever, he's going to have stretches of struggling. Like, that's just part of it. But right now, they're going through it. They've got multiple injuries. They still haven't gotten their guys back completely from injury, although Montas is now back. And guys are regressing a little bit. Griffin Canning wasn't going to be great forever. Paul Blackburn comes in and gives you a great start against the Dodgers. He can't duplicate it. And while they have taken a step back, the other part of this team has to step up. Judge can't hit. The rest of the lineup has to step up. The pitching lab and the starting rotation that's carried them all year falters. The offense has got, that's a, like we talk about complementary football all the time. There is complementary baseball. You're not going to be doing everything well at one time. You're not going to be pitching great, hitting great, defending great. Like, not every guy in the lineup's hitting. Like, you're going to have guys who are struggling, guys who are hot. You're going to have pitchers that are cold, pitchers who are on a streak. You're going to have defenders going through it. You're going to have guys who are, you know, seeing it good. Like, it goes through that. And right now, this team has been carried to where it was a week ago with a 5.5 game lead over Philadelphia. It was carried there by their starting pitching. And yes, it's faltered, and yes, it hasn't been as good, but I'm less inclined to blame them for not being Superman as opposed to this offense not stepping up. That's what needs to happen. Alonso, Lindor, Soto, Nimmo. These guys need to do better. All this talk about Anthony Volpe, I know, you know, a lot of it Alvarez too, but Alvarez has been awful. Alvarez has 2 home runs. Alvarez has got a 650 OPS. Where's the hitting lab? Because that's what the Mets need right now. They need a hitting lab. And it's been like this all year. It's just been masked by the rotation. And, you know, things like you go through the start yesterday from Clay Holmes. He's doing a good enough job. He's keeping them in the game. They have multiple opportunities early on to get the Strider. They can't come through. You know, Soto hits the home run to start this whole thing. Other than that, he's, you know, hitting soft ground balls to second base for the most part. Alonso chasing sliders in the dirt with an opportunity. They get the stolen base to get him to third. All he needs to do is hit a sacrifice fly. And he strikes out. They've been struggling with small ball. They've been struggling with everything. They have not hit with runners in scoring position. They've been one of the worst teams in baseball at it. That has to change. You can't expect this rotation to carry them forever. As much as we talk about it, as much praise as they get for it, like it wasn't going to do this forever.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.